many numbers are used every day. These are only just numbers, okay? They mean numbers, not so many. Please try. Please try. Slowly, slowly. Okay? Slowly, slowly. This technique dancer will be familiar with you. Don't be afraid to memorize. Keep in mind, you will be later, you will be walking the dictionary of Dhamma. No need to go to library. Every Dhamma preserved in your brain. This, our brain is like a computer. Okay? We can install every knowledge can install in our brains. Brain never and bigger and bigger. Don't worry about it, that like a hardware. This memory is many, many memories. Okay? Need not to pray. After that, you command, every will be come out. Isn't that? One day. But this one day is the near future. Not so far future. Okay, next one. Viratti. So, before I... Abhimanya, there's a viratti. Viratti is a type of mental state that abstains from all evils, from evil speech, action, and livelihood. It is classified into three. I hope that you will be, these will be familiar with you. Samavacha, Samankamanta, Samajiva, a Four Noble Path. Okay? From a Four Noble Path. Right speech, right action, right livelihood. These are called viratti, cetasikas. Then abhimanya cetasikas too. Abhimanya is a type of mental state that has limitless objects, limitless objects on which one must be practiced. Abhimanya is divided into two, karuna, mudita, karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy. You know metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, four noble abode, okay? Brahma vihara, four Brahma vihara, noble abode. Metta, where is the metta here? No hatred, adosa is mitta. Therefore not mentioned here. Okay, adosa mentioned in Sopana Sadharana 19. So upekkha is tatra machatata. So upekkha is mentioned with tatra machatata. Mitta mentioned as adosa, therefore not mentioned here. Karuna and mudita. Compassion, sympathetic time. This classification is to know easily how associated with the chaitas. Only that purpose. Only for that purpose, not other purpose. Okay? When you study association with the chaita, this classification is easier to understand. Therefore, classifying it like that. Not other, not for the purpose or other things. Only for the purpose of association. Okay? Not that the aura is not to practice aura, practical aura, not to be practiced. Only to explain easily how they associate with the chaitanya. Then the last one is panya chitasika. Panya is mental state that realizes an object. Realize an object. It is termed in Pali. Panyendriya, faculty of wisdom. So now all together, 52 chitta-sikas. Okay? 52 chetasikas. And three groups we should classify. Now, I explain vitaka. Let's go back to particular or occasional. Vitaka, to know vitaka is also very important. Important this vitaka. How important vitaka is, you know. The Buddha's middle way, vitaka is a factor. A factor of a Four Noble Path. This vitaka is a core in a Four Noble Path, right thought, Samma Sankappa. Okay? Samma Sankappa. But not all vitaka are Samma Sankappa. Some vitaka are not Samma Sankappa. Okay? Because vitaka is associated with both evil and good. So literally, I want to explain literal meanings and what is the test set to know the Dhamma, to apply how it arises. So translations, English application. Can you find English application in your mind? How to find? In colloquial language, we can say vitaka is a thought. It was a thing. I think like that. Okay? That is my thought. My thought. Thought. That is vitaka in colloquial. In common life. But literally of the high level of to know the literal meanings and the meanings of, to know the meanings of vitaka literally. How to work this vitaka? Initial application. So how to appear Aramane Chaitasa Abhinirupana Lekhano. We should know the vitaka in this way. What is the vitaka's function? Aramane Chaitasa Abhinirupana Lekhano. Atthasalini commentary on Dhammasangani Abhidhamma text. Explain vitaka in this way. Aramane Chaitasa Abhinirupana Lekhano. It is mentioned, Lekhano means, as you know, characteristic. If you study Dhamma, you should know it is characteristic. Through characteristic, we should know the Dhamma, okay? Phenomena. Every phenomena has own characteristic, individual characteristic. We must understand according to individual characteristic. Aramane Chaitasa Abhinirupana Lekhano means it has the characteristic. It has the characteristic of making ascend the mind unto the object, ascend, A-S-C-E-N-D, climb up, place in, okay? It has the characteristic of making the mind, making the consciousness unto ascend towards the object. You get the meaning? So I explain again. Okay? That is just a translation of Aramani Chaitasa Abhinirobana Lakano. Viteka make Chaita ascend towards the object, to object. Okay? So that is the meaning. Vitekam nesaya chaitam arohati. Vitekam nesaya Chaitam Aramanam Arohati. Viteka Nisaya means depending on Viteka. Viteka Nisaya, depending on Viteka. Chaitam means Chaita. Depending on Viteka, Chaita ascends to an object, ascends to an object. Do you understand? So, Chaita and object, Chaita ascend to object. Okay? That is the meaning. Chaita and object associate, meet. Chaita meet object. Chaita reach to object. Through which Chaita reach to, it is object. Depending on Viteka. That is the meaning. Viteka is like a vehicle. Viteka carried Chaita to the object. Now, you are carried by plane from Germany here or other countries here. This vehicle is Viteka. You are Chaita. This place is object. Do you understand? Viteka is a vehicle. Like a vehicle. Through Viteka, Chaita ascend to the object. That is, through Viteka, Chaita reach to the object. Otherwise, Chaita cannot reach the object. You understand? That is the meaning. Viteka nesaya chaitam aramana arohati. Because you see, there are many phenomena working together. The phenomena have individual functions, they perform. Only the object, mind perceived the object, Chaita perceived the object through mental factors. Through mental factors. Pasa, contact, Vedana, peace. This is a working towards the object. We take a convey the Chaita to the object. Okay? That is the meaning of Vedana. That is a literally explanation. But in colloquial, we can say Chaita is a thought. You contemplate it. How to think? Did you think about your home? How to think? Where is your mind? Why do you keep silence? Yeah? Sorry? Example, okay, just right now. Please think about your room. In your room, what else are there? What are there? What is your property to keep in the rooms? Go, mentally go to the rooms. Okay? Now your mind is reached your room. Isn't that? Please go back mentally to your home. Now you are in your home. Isn't that? Vitaka. Vitaka carried. That is a call. I think my home. I think you. I think of you. I think of my property. That is a think, thought. That is a vitaka. Because of thought, we have object. Isn't that? We receive the object. But not only vitaka. There are vitaka and jeta, the other mental properties working together. But in this case, vitaka leads. Vitaka leads. What is the lecture? What about the lecture I explained in the morning? Please think about this one. Manasikara. In the morning lecture I explained Manasikara. So, about the Manasikara is an object. Okay? You think, you go back mentally. Manasikara, about Manasikara is an object. Now, you thought this object. Vitaka carried to it. Isn't that? Without Vitaka, you cannot remember this one. Vitaka, your mind, Vitaka sent to your mind to the object. And colloquially we say that is a thought. Easily we can say thought. That is the power of vitaka. That is the functions of vitaka. Okay? It's the text said, vitaka nisaya chittam aramana arohati. But then you may think vitaka chittas are separate. But simile, sometimes we use a simile, not exactly the sameness, cannot be exactly the sameness. Vaike, I give the simile. Vaike is one thing, you are one thing, not like that, yes, we take our chaitas working together. Okay? Through the power of vitaka, chaita reach to its object. Otherwise, chaita cannot reach. Aramane chaitasa abhinirupana lekhano. Abhinirupana means placing or ascending to chaita, ascending chaita to the object. That is the meaning of vitaka. Okay? Depending on vitaka, chaita ascends to an object. It is a vitaka that makes a chaita ascend to an object. And colloquially it is say only thought. Okay? Translation that therefore samasangapa is the right thought. Only right thought. Vitaka is three types of vitaka. Mecha vitaka and sama vitaka. So I will explain later. I will explain later. Samba vitaka and mecha vitaka. So vitaka, there are some more informations about vitaka. The Lord Buddha said, and Majjhima Nikaya explained Dvaita Vitaka Sutta and Vitaka Santana Sutta. This vitaka is important because it is placed as a jhana factor. Placed as a factor or a four noble path. Okay? Therefore, vitaka, we should realize about the vitaka. So, now it's time is over. Let me stop. Thank you.